This is Free Spirit Podcast. This is Cassandra Brewington. It is 10:22 p.m. and I was supposed to be in bed an hour and 22 minutes ago. However, Iyanla fixed my life, followed by Instagram scrolls, followed by reading the weekly update from my job, and here I sit an hour and 22 minutes past my bedtime recording a podcast. I'm hoping that this podcast just releases some things that are beneficial for others, but also that allow me to peacefully go to sleep. I want to talk a little bit about mourning, because without sharing too much of other people's business, this theme has been recurrent in the new year, and it is only March 11th. So people close to people who are close to me have passed away suddenly, and we're left to mourn them. But it got me to start thinking. My grief, my pain, my empathy got me to start thinking about things and times where I have had to go into deep mourning, and to reflect on this period of time that I'm in right now that feels a little like grief. I don't know that I'm mourning anything, but that others are giving me grief, or I am taking what they're giving, and it feels like I'm wearing and carrying and laboring with and being burdened by grief. So when we talk about mourning, you can mourn memories, you can mourn relationships, and then I believe that you can mourn people. And sometimes the people that we mourn are our old selves, or actually human beings that we've lost. I know people mourn pets, and there may be other things, but those are the three that come to mind initially. And I think there is so much value and there's so much power in actually taking the time to go inside of your feelings and to sit with your feelings. It's so easy to get busy, to go about things as if nothing has changed, or to suck up the pain and just to think, okay, it's sad, that thing is gone, but it's okay, I'll be fine, it'll get better, and skip past the process of mourning. I know that I did that with my marriage. I knew that it would get better, and so I just started working on the after life, for lack of better words, or lack of better terminology. I started working on the life that I needed to create without really mourning and closing a huge chapter in my life. And with people who have gone, knowing they're in a better place, or they're not in pain now, or I feel comfort because I knew that this was coming. And I believe that those things are true and powerful in the healing process, but there's nothing like going all the way inside of your emotions, sitting with yourself and feeling. Because if you've lost a mother, which a 9-year-old, 10-year-old student in my class has lost, all of the examples or the people that I have in mind have lost someone close to them. A mother, have lost a brother. And it just isn't something that we can glaze over. It just isn't something we should rush past, because life has meaning and life has purpose. And if God saw fit to place someone on this earth who was able to impact and touch our lives, we owe it to the Creator to take a moment and pause in gratitude, to pause in grief, to pause in the mourning process, and to feel. And this podcast is not going to be long, because that's really all I have to say, is that if you're moving through life and something has happened, or you've lost something, or something has changed significantly, It is okay, rather, it is imperative that you take a moment to recognize and realize you are an emotional being. You were created for connections. You're created to feel, and there is something on the inside of you that is begging for a release. And sometimes that's tears, and sometimes that's anger, fear, regret, resentment. There's something that is in you when something dies, when something is lost, that has to be released in order for you to completely heal. So I hope that if you're listening to this, you take heed or replay and then take action. And the action is a quiet stillness that exists between you and your creator that can only happen by a choice, a conscious effort that you make to not skip the grieving process.